Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And Plumbing the Death Star is a pop culture comedy podcast that asks the important questions like, could you handle seeing two dogs eat spaghetti a la Lady and the Tramp?
So I watched Lady and the Tramp on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
happy weekend. TGIF, am I right, fellas?
TGIW, thank God it's weekend. Hey, yeah. Brother, TGIW. You know what they say? Thank God it's weekend.
God is weekend.
Woo. Yes. So, and I came away with some. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, there's the famous scene in Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Where Lady, yeah, the dog from, mm-hmm, a house,
uh-huh,
and Tramp, the dog from a street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They share a delicious bowl of spaghetti at the back of an Italian
restaurant.
I'm gonna
ask,
named Tony.
Yeah, is it just Titanic?
Sorry?
Is it just like the thing, it's what? Like, oh, rich family and poor family, they never,
I'll give, do you want the premise of Lady and the Tramp? Let me, yeah, give you a quick rundown of the plot. Lady is a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up! Whoa! Shut up!
What's Tramp?
Also a dog.
Oh my god.
Lady is a dog, and she lives in a very fancy, yes, house with two owners.
Yep. Yeah.
One day she gets a collar. This is very exciting, and she gets, they register her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She shows off a collar. She's, mm-hmm, very happy. She loves being a dog.
She loves being
a dog. She loves her owners.
Yeah.
She's having a wonderful time.
Love having, yeah, collar. But she then love having, does, being owned by a beautiful family.
Does Lady and the Tramp have a bad cat or a very problematic cat?
Brother, it's quite a problematic movie. There's a lot. Any race you could think of. Let me put it this way. The on Disney Plus, Lady and the Tramp opens with
the
an
warning,
unskippable, yep, 15-second thing where they're like, hey, some of this is not so awesome.
It's awesome that you know it's unskippable because you tried to skip it.
And no, I just see that it comes up.
I know for a fact that you would have been like, 15 seconds!
Get me out of here! I've read it! Anyway, so Lady, but then something strange happens in the family. She can't understand it. Her owners don't care for her so much anymore. They don't want to go on a walk. What's happened is that her owners have become with child.
Mm.
Now,
Lady doesn't know what's going on.
My guess was going to be they got divorced.
No.
But they're with child.
They're with child. Now, Tramp, he lives in a barrel by the train tracks.
Yes.
Okay? And he's a sort of...
Living your dream.
He is living my dream. He's a sort of scumbag dog. He kind of fucks around town,
yeah,
you know.
Does he eat sausages?
Does he steal sausages from the butcher? No, you would think so. He wakes up in the morning one day,
yeah,
and he's like, what am I going to eat for fucking breakfast?
Yeah.
And he looks around at all the stores and he's like, I could go to DeMarco's, get a fucking sandwich. Nah. Oh, what if I went down and get some French pastries now? Oh, Tony's. I haven't been there in a while. Then he goes out the back and an Italian guy's like, hey, it's Butch, I think they call him. And they give him a bone. So he's like, he knows everyone.
Yeah.
You know,
he's a man about town.
Yeah,
he's less about, he doesn't have, say, two owners. The street owns him.
Exactly. He belongs to the street.
Yeah. Side note, how good is it if you found out that someone was calling you a man about town?
My God, dude.
Yeah.
My God. Jackson Bailey, man about town.
Yeah.
I think that I know myself so well that if somebody said that, I would be like, they're talking about a different guy. Jackson Bailey, man about town. You
wrong.
You have been misinformed,
yeah,
about,
yeah,
what
not
I do.
Not about you,
life,
maybe. Not a
Jackson
man about
Bailey, mad about you.
I think you have to have a level of wealth to,
yes,
be that, to do that,
you
or like a level of nepotism.
No! to be a, but the tramp's a man about town.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, actually.
I feel like maybe in this day and age, though.
Yeah.
I just gotta be a guy. You gotta be just like a guy that's out there. And everyone's like, it's that guy.
He's man about town. What would he have to do for you to call him man about town? Give me like three activities.
I think he's gotta be, he's gotta have a, it doesn't have to be a daily, but I would say a weekly routine.
Okay.
That involves interacting with the same people over and over again.
Possibly he should have multiple smaller jobs that all feel like schemes.
Or, yeah, he can.
Yeah.
He could also be a man that just gets a haircut once a week.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
true. That's a week haircut. That's rich.
I would say like a force of personality to like, or wearing a notable clothing.
Yeah, okay. Mm,
like maybe a hat.
Like constantly wears a hat.
he gets a haircut like, once a week, only to then put on a hat.
Okay, what makes him special? He gets a haircut and he wears a hat.
It would need to be a very, like, special hat.
Like a top hat?
Like, if you were driving around or walking around, you'd notice the guy's hat. It couldn't just be like, you know.
You're driving around, you see him in that hat, you say, there's a man about town. And then he goes into the hairdresser.
You're like, here he goes.
He goes multiple places, he gets his hair cut, and he wears a hat.
Yeah.
Man about town.
I reckon he has to go to the coffee shop every day and order the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's his order?
Could be anything.
Just a lot. I don't think if you're just getting a latte, you're
amazing. Again, it needs to be notable.
Yeah.
No, because if he gets
an espresso and a cheese toastie.
No, because the hat's already doing that.
Okay, the hat's doing that.
No, but if the hat's doing it and he comes in and orders, yes, an espresso and a cheese toastie, I'm like, oh, he's all hat.
Yeah, it's all hat.
It's all hat.
90%
of this guy is the hat.
Yeah.
He's not living life up to, like, he's not living large.
Yeah.
What if it's like a double black?
And double, a double black latte and a croissant.
No, I was going to say, what if it's like a long black and maybe it's a croissant hold the tomato?
Oh, okay.
If you're throwing in a hold or a with, is that enough?
Yeah.
Croissant.
Can I get a long black with two sugars?
Oh, yeah, man about town.
Yeah.
Can I get a long black with some cold water?
I would accept a long black with like sugar and say a caramel slice.
Oh, what about... I think this is real man about town energy. Milk on the side.
Mm.
Long black milk on the side. Well, that's a man about town. Are you getting a haircut later?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I love the hat. Anyway, so the tramp, so lady, they have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, the baby's chill. And they're like, oh, now that we've had the baby, we can give you attention again. But who should come on the scene but this mean old aunt who has two racist kittens or cats? They're just cats.
These are Siamese cats?
Yes, they are Siamese, if you please.
And I do, please.
They think this is a wonderful domicile and thinking maybe that they will stay a while.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a quite intense scene.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain, if memory serves correctly, they don't actually quite like Lady staying there.
They are very rude to Lady, and they get Lady in such a situation where it looks like, to this aunt who hates dogs, as though Lady has attacked the baby. Actually, Lady is trying to get a rat. There's a lot in this movie about how rats are trying to kill babies all the time.
That's awesome.
I don't know if that was a problem in the 50s.
I think historically, yes, that was a problem.
Okay, thank God. Because it comes up multiple times. The
climax
of the movie.
You don't want your baby to have rat bites.
Involves a rat trying to eat a baby, yeah.
You personally don't want to have rat bites. Let me tell you.
What's going to happen to me personally?
Just as a human getting bitten by a rat is no good.
The plague's back,
that's how we got the plague the first time.
And it's how we'll get the plague the second time, when you get bitten by a rat.
You right now, patient zero. Mark my words.
You'll be patient zero for something.
Oh, yeah. Man, you're mad about town energy or patient zero energy? Yeah. I got heaps of patient zero energy. Anyway, so then Lady, the aunt puts her outside, yells at her, Lady runs away.
Yeah.
Now she's on the street. Oh, no. What's she going to do? Tramp finds her. Uh-huh. He teaches her how to live a laid back.
You're forgetting a very important thing. When she does run away, but her beloved collar.
Oh, that's her beloved collar gets torn off.
Gets stuck in a fence.
It gets stuck in a fence. Now she's naked. Yeah. The day she was born.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the tramp. They have a wonderful night. A bella notte, as the song sings.
Yeah.
This is a night, a wonderful night. They call a bella notte.
Yeah.
And it's at this point that they, well, the first they visit the zoo.
Yeah.
And we learn some interesting stuff that I think is going to be relevant to the question. First things first, they go to the zoo because they need a lady's got a muzzle put on her.
Yeah.
They need to get rid of the muzzle. And they're like, we need somebody. We're dogs. We can't do this.
Yeah, we've got no thumbs.
We got no fucking thumbs. What are we going to do? Lady's like, let's chat to the apes.
Ooh.
And Tramp says, no, too close to humans. They won't understand us. Then they go talk to an alligator. And the alligator talks without moving its mouth, and it's really scary. They're like, alligator, can you help us? And he goes, and he doesn't close his mouth, and this horrible echoey voice is like, come closer. And then they run away from the alligator. And in the end, a beaver helps them out.
How does a beaver get the muzzle off?
Yeah, a little pause. So they go to the beaver, and the beaver's got this log. You understand? He's trying to build a dam.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking beaver.
Yeah, beavers dude. Beavers love to build dams.
But he's one beaver. I don't know where the other beavers are.
Yeah, the hot,
and so he's
sleeping.
Got this huge log.
What's not enough about beavers. Have you ever seen that, like, I guess it's like on YouTube, maybe, where someone was just like, I tried to rescue a beaver, and unfortunately, this beaver, it loved to build a dam, and it loved to gnaw. Yeah. So anything where there's, like, the potential of running water, or anything, like, drywall where there's, like, studs behind, like, just chews through it, tries to, like, dam up a bath. God, it seems like a hassle.
Is that the same
ruined
one where
a house.
I've seen a video where it's just like he's grabbed a bunch of shit, like pillows, kids' toys, and he just builds a dam in the hallway.
I think
it's because if a beaver hears running water, like biologically, something in their head is like, build a dam!
Yeah, build that dam. Build
Great
that
way
dam.
To torture a beaver.
Why does a beaver need to build a dam?
I don't know. Put their babies in there?
Evolutionary. Just like, you gotta build a dam.
Gotta build a dam, baby.
And then, like, the proto beavers are only, like, making sweet love to the choicest dam builders out there.
Yeah.
But and so then eventually,
how do you
for
evolve?
Some reason...
Why do they... So what? Why?
Beavers are biologically evolutionary designed in their brain.
Yeah.
There's a bit of their brain dedicated to yelling at them to build a dam.
That's like if fucking...
You know, where you know when that thing that ticks over for, like, you know, your biological clock is ticking, and then, like, oh, you know, or something is clicked, like, oh, I want to have a family. For beaver, it's like, gotta build dam.
Must build a dam right now.
That's
I think it makes sense if you think about it like a nest.
Mm. Yeah,
a bird
okay.
will get in their head at some point. Yeah, brother, build a nest. Mm. And just for a beaver, it's bigger and far less convenient.
For a bird, it's like,
what do they use the dams for, though?
It's like a house.
Okay,
it's like there'll be like 40 beavers living in a big dam.
Yeah,
like,
you know, a bird blocks a river.
Yeah, which has got to be so fucking annoying if you're a fish or a fisherman.
Like a bird
I'm dead now.
A bird is kind of like, well, I got to either build a nest to impress some, like, lady friends, so that then they'll fuck me, or, like, I got to build a nest to, like, you know.
Look after the babies.
Where a beaver might just be like, build dam!
Must build dam! Don't know why.
Build dam for the fellas.
Is this true?
Okay. Probably not.
But has it been recorded?
Okay.
Where beavers technically charge rent?
Could you elaborate for the rest of us?
So I think it's been maybe where they've, like, seen these things where, like, a beaver has a beautiful dam.
Mm-hmm.
And then another animal will come in and they're like, hello, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Beaver. Could I please use your dam?
Okay.
And then the beaver is like, yes, you may. And I don't know if the beaver is like, you can do this if you give me food.
Yeah.
Or the other animal is like, thank you for letting me use the dam. Here is some food. But it feels like that they're charging.
Do you know what other animal it is?
No.
Like a snake or something?
No, I think it's a snake.
I feel like a snake would eat the beaver.
I feel like a snake would be like, can I come and live in your house for no reason?
Snake. You seem like a cool guy.
How delicious are you and your babies?
Do we have 40 beavers or 38?
Hey, we got this new guy that's shaped like two beavers.
He's actually shaped more like a lion with two beavers in him, actually.
Yeah, like a beaver outline.
Mm. Where'd the other beavers go? I don't know, dude. You go look at that part of the dam, I'll look at this part.
Yeah, I'll go search with I'll take your firstborn.
Okay, dude. He seems like a trustworthy guy.
Yeah, he's a chill guy.
He's chill and he's long, which I like.
Yeah, I just want to give your kids a long hug.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems nice.
Maybe we hide inside the snake, safest place.
Did the angry beavers live in a dam?
No, they lived in a house.
Do they like dams?
I don't know.
Why
Norbert and Dagbert?
Yeah.
Even the angry beavers?
Were they actually angry?
They were furious.
Yeah, they were pissed
also,
off.
Also, just
dude,
one of
the
them.
Time.
I always associate the one without the hair being angry.
One of them was definitely
and the
angry.
Other one's like a chill
sort
Jeff,
surfer dude.
Jeff Daniels-esque Dumb and Dumber guy.
Yeah, I think he was. It was kind of one angry beaver, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to say it was some sort of like either like a mouse or something of like that size, and maybe it was like, oh, especially in times where it's like flooding or there's other like problems, and like, hey,
can we
use your name?
Maybe. I don't know. I've got no idea.
Yeah.
Here's another thing about beavers I'm not sure is true.
Yes.
That sometimes their big front teeth get rusty. because they have, because they're so strong,
yeah,
they have like a buildup of iron in them, and sometimes you get rusty beaver teeth.
Hmm.
These are our beaver questions.
Yeah,
let us know. We don't really have them here.
Yeah, yeah. I really have them.
We don't have them wildly here at all.
Another beaver question I have. I've got a lot of beaver questions.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is when people are like, oh, the taste of vanilla is actually from like a beaver's anal scent. Like gland.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently that tastes a little bit like vanilla. So if
that's
you
want to
make vanilla, and rather than using vanilla pods,
you get, you get a beaver's arsehole
and squirt that into your ice cream or whatever, which, and I accepted that. Now, I don't know why, because surely vanilla beans is easier to acquire? Or was beavers everywhere? Are there just a lot of beavers?
There were a lot of beavers. Yeah. I watched a documentary about guys who used to do beaver hunting, like beaver guys.
Like beaver trapping.
Yeah, and they, dude, there were beavers fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
And what happened
I guess
to
they
them?
Were easier
we
to
eat them all. We make beaver awesome buco.
Yeah.
Like the guy does in the doco.
Yeah.
A cool thing about beaver tails is that they store all the beaver's fat. So in the summer months, they're like kind of flaccid and disgusting, but delicious and plump and full of wonderful fats and tallows.
Yeah.
In the winter months.
Did you really want to eat a beaver after watching this?
Yeah. You got no fucking idea.
Oh, actually, wait, I remember this era. Yeah, you would not stop talking. You wanted to eat a beaver tail.
It looked so delicious.
What stopped your quest?
We don't really have beavers.
I think it would be a bigger crime if I got a beaver and ate it.
Well, firstly, I don't think we have beavers
in Australia. No, we don't. We don't.
Yeah, there's like, why don't you go on a trip and eat a beaver and make your dream come true?
Well, I would love to do that.
Where do you get beavers?
Eating a beaver.
In America, I guess, somewhere?
Illegal.
Somewhere, Canada, maybe?
Yeah.
I forget where the guy was in the docker. An episode of the television program Meat Eaters.
Oh, yeah.
And he made a beaver osso
buco. I have my little machine with me. I could look up all these beaver questions.
I never bring my little machine. And more fool me, you know? Well, you look up beavers, I'll keep explaining Beauty and the Beast.
I mean, Beauty
and the Tramp. So they have a beautiful romantic night. And they spend the night together.
Beavers are one of the healthiest food available.
Oh, my God. I'd be like a Superman.
Yeah.
Then in the morning.
It's muskrats. Muskrats live in beaver lodges over the winter.
Whoa.
And the beavers share food. They do charge rent.
That's crazy. Look up.
Beaver landlords.
Beaver landlords. Look up if they get rusty teeth.
Yeah.
We're having all our beaver mysteries answered.
Oh, man. Imagine little machines. Aren't
little
they
machines.
Great?
They've changed the world for the better.
Huh? They do.
They get rusty teeth.
Do beavers' teeth rust? I'm just like, yeah, the iron in the teeth makes them both stronger and resistant to harmful acids that can cause tooth decay.
There you go.
And then there's like some pictures of little beavers with rusty teeth.
What the fuck? Yeah, look, they're so orange.
Oh,
that's crazy.
So orange. Man, little machines. Now I'm going to say it's so beaver asshole tastes like vanilla.
I think if you licked a beaver's asshole, it probably wouldn't taste like vanilla. Although, I mean, what do I know?
Yeah.
It might.
Mm. Beavers apparently gamey and taste similar to rabbit or venison.
I like venison.
Well, you probably like beaver.
That's awesome news. Anyway, so they spend the night together.
Yep.
They sleep together. They don't fuck down, but they sleep on each other.
Yeah.
And in the morning, Tramp's like, hey, lady, me and you, we could live a beautiful life together. We could go off.
I can give you all the streets,
lady. Yeah, all the streets. You live in a house that sucks. We could live, oh, my God. And
that's
probably
a pretty good question, though. Do dogs and cats like living in a house? Yeah. Or do they? Do they yearn for the street?
Lady fucking adores living in a house.
Well, wolves, we sort of like domesticated to live in the house because they're like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, we get a bit of
We get a bit of bone, and we also sleep with on the floor with everyone there, and it's warm and nice.
Yeah,
I think that dogs love house,
right?
Yeah,
but I think cats yearn for the street, but cats are dumb and they actually also love house. They're just.
Part of them wants to be out on the street.
I think cats yearn for the streets, but then they also yearn to be in little box.
Yeah, that is true.
And so the best thing for a cat is to be outside for a bit, then go in-house in little box where they're protected.
Yeah, yeah. You get lots of open space and they're very little open space. That's perfect for a cat.
Yeah.
Anyway, then Lady leaves the Tramp.
Yep.
They're going home. Yeah. Tramp gets distracted fighting chickens or whatever. Lady gets
picked. What?
Well, they pass by a bunch of chickens.
And he gets distracted.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you ever fought chickens? And Lady's like, I don't know about this. And then he's like, it's fucking awesome. He kind of embarrasses himself. And he goes and chases the chickens. And then whilst this is happening, Lady gets picked up by the dog catcher.
Oh, yes.
She's got no collar. She gets taken to the pound. There's a lot of dogs there. There's a crazy scene that I was very shocked to see in this movie where a little dog, it gets taken to be put down. They're like, what's happening? They're like, death row. And the dog gets dragged behind a door. And they're like, that's it. One-way ticket. That's how you die. Then... And there's a song
Does
where
that
they,
dog come back?
No.
That dog got given the electric
it's
chair.
It's so fucked up. So she's in the pound. Yeah. They sing a song about how the tramps had multiple girlfriends previously.
Yep. Classic. Mm-hmm.
Classic. He's a classic dog.
What happened to all of them? The pound? The electric chair?
Well, then lady, they come and they're like, oh, we found out you're registered, lady. We're taking you back to your family.
Yep.
And all of those pound dogs, there's a scene earlier where Tramp saves them from getting, like, from the dog catching cart.
Yep.
So we know these dogs.
Yeah.
We never see those dogs again.
Well, that's because they all got given the electric chair.
They all get put down. Yeah. It's crazy. I was waiting. They're like, the ending of the movie, I'm like, oh, well, there's ladies' friends again. But, like, we're going to see. We're going to see Tramp's friends again, right? Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Wrong.
Oh, that's the credits. Bella Notte. Beautiful night. Then lady goes back, fights a rat.
Yeah.
The mean aunt calls the pound again.
Yeah.
Taking them away.
Yeah.
Parents come home. They find the dead rat. They're like, oh, is she a good dog? And then Tramp gets a collar and lives with the family. And they have puppies.
Nice.
End.
Okay. Nice.
So
when does the spaghetti happen?
When they're having their beautiful night.
Okay.
The spaghetti scene is, they're like, we should eat. Tramp takes lady to his favorite Italian restaurant, Tony's. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They say, we should give the dogs a bone. But uh-huh. then the Italian fellas that run the place, they see that Tramp's got a beautiful girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, we're not giving you a bone. It's a beautiful romantic date.
Well, yeah.
Cook the dog spaghetti. And that's then the enough. Other Italian guy in the kitchen says, dogs can't talk. And the first Italian guy says, they're talking to me! And he's got the most emotion you've ever heard in your life.
Well,
and
then they cook to the dogs.
He speaks to the dogs. Then they cook, but okay. he can't understand them.
Yeah.
But they cook them spaghetti.
Yeah.
The dogs eat the spaghetti whilst the two Italian guys play beautiful music. They sing Bella Notte. And then there's that classic Lady and the Tramp scene where they both get a bit of spaghetti and the dogs kiss.
That's very cute.
Now let's imagine the three of us, we were strolling around 1950s, let's say New York.
Yeah.
Wherever it is. I love this depression.
I love this.
We're a fan.
Yeah.
1950s, you say? Yeah, the depression. Wars happened.
That's true.
I love not being in war.
Actually, maybe it's set earlier than that because there's no cars. Anyway, we're wandering past and
there's
we look.
No cars.
Yeah, but there's carts. There's like horses and carts.
But I think horses and carts existed for way longer than you think
they
did.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Maybe it's like the. I don't know. Nobody talks about the war.
So it's like the 10s?
Maybe the 1910s. Let's say it's 1910s in New York.
Does anyone have a cell phone?
We're walking past. We look down the street and we see two dogs sitting in front of a bowl of spaghetti and they kiss. What do we think's going on?
I would be okay. I think I would just go like, hey guys, sorry.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Did we all just see that happen? Did we just see, don't just like gently share some like a strand of spaghetti? And I'm pretty sure they just started, I think they kissed.
Can dogs be in love?
Can dogs kiss? Do they have traditional lips for kissing?
Dogs don't have kissing lips.
No, they got because
they got something. Their mouth ends.
Because when people say, "Oh, the dog's giving me kisses," the dog's licking.
Yes, it's true.
So is there tongue?
No, there's no tongue. It's not a kiss in the French style. It's more like a.
Has that been invented? I found out the Lady and the Tramp was set in 1909.
Okay.
Did they have French kissing back then?
No, that was illegal. You could only do that in brothels.
Had the French made their way to America by then?
I'd be very confused because I'm like, I know, like, so.
Wait, when's World War One?
It's like the 19-teens.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, 1907.
1912 to 1916, I'm going to say.
That's so wrong. Fuck.
Don't know how wrong it is.
How wrong you are.
That's my saving grace.
I want to say like 1917 or something like that.
Well, 1917 is definitely one of the years during the war.
1912.
I reckon it ends in
1917.
It ends in 1919, I reckon.
I'm saying 1912 to 1917.
Or are we fucked and it's 1920s?
No, it's not 1920s.
It's 1914 to 1918.
Fuck!
Fuck! World War II? 1939 to 1945, right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
39.
It definitely ends in 45. Yeah. Okay. I know what. Yeah, World War One. I don't know what's going
Vietnam.
On.
To Vietnam.
Well, the thing about Vietnam is it went for a very long time.
Yes,
and I think the thing we should focus on is that America lost, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is sick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, 55 to 75. Damn.
Yeah.
Anyway.
When was the Cold War? The long,
when did it end?
Long time.
Like great question.
When did the Berlin Wall
Yes, but the USSR wasn't disbanded until 91. Like, yeah,
yes, yes.
And I know that the Berlin Wall is not in Russia. It is in Berlin, which is traditionally in Germany.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I brought
East
that up.
And West Germany. Yeah. I think the Cold War. Anyway.
Regardless, okay. Our dogs, people.
Well, firstly, I'd be like, what just happened? Because, like, again, I had a dog when I was younger, and, like, you know, you get a little chippy and you put it in front and you gingerly, like, bite it out. And if you got, like, an extra long one, you put it in your mouth and he'd come up and he'd just bite
why
it.
You you were kissing the dogs? Why are you lading in the tramping with your dog?
It was just that one time where it licked my mouth and I hated it.
You're a lady in the tramping with a dog.
Yeah.
Lady in the chipping. Yeah.
So
I don't like when people like being licked by their dog.
No, I don't hate it. Yeah. I got a friend, dog comes over, licks my knees. I'm like, stop licking my knees.
Yeah, it's wet. It's
like,
gross.
No, I fucking hate when people are like, oh, you're giving me kisses on the mouth. Oh, well, who goes?
What about a kiss on the, just like somewhere else on the body?
Well,
that was too vague. It's like the arm.
If the dog just comes up and licks me, I'm like, that's funny.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah, okay, I don't want to start
licking. Yeah, yeah.
People sometimes like being licked by their dog. Yeah. They got that dog brain, right?
Yeah,
they've had a dog for too long. They're like, the dog's
no
giving
licking.
Me kisses.
No licking.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Don't let a dog lick in your mouth. Dogs eat human shit.
Yeah.
Dogs are gross.
So,
most animals are gross.
Yeah,
humans
don't let any animal
gross.
Lick
don't
in your
mouth. Don't make out with other guys, gals, because they're
yeah.
Human mouth.
The human mouth is disgusting, dude.
Oh, people will eat human shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd never know who's eating human
you
shit.
You never know who's that's one of them perverts that are out
you
there.
You don't know. Anyone you know could be quietly eating human shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Any one of us.
Yeah.
Any one of us.
Traditionally, one in three.
One of us is eating human shit. I'm about to tell a very horrible story. So
hell
this
yeah.
is,
right,
this
I'm
is something
up.
That you need, again, if this is something you may want to skip forward maybe like a minute
wow,
or two.
Wow, it's oh that kind of bad.
Content
it's
like, warning bad. Okay, sign me
so
up.
Again, I read this on like a Reddit thing about like someone asking like a sex worker.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of those like threads about like sex workers out there. Like what's like some of the most like fucked up thing you have?
Okay, so I guess that is probably
so is,
the trigger warning.
This is a trigger
yeah, you've got
warning.
The fucking.
Okay.
You got the whole.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got
now,
the setup.
Yeah, it's about, yeah, for forward maybe 2 minutes. So, which is like, this person's like, the most fucked up thing that ever happened was we had this one guy who was like dressed up like a businessman, like a business suit, everything like that.
Okay.
They would come in
mm-hmm.
and they would be, they would give a, like an Esky.
Yeah.
Like a cooler pack.
Yep.
And then they would be like, cool. Every time that you service a man, and they come in a condom, grab that condom, tie it up, put in that esky.
Okay, okay.
And I was back at the end of the week.
Okay.
He'd come by at the end of the week. He'd have a second esky. He'd be like, thank you. Give them the second esky. And then he'd take the original esky. And then he would proceed to drink out of the condom the week's worth.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
That rocks.
Cum shouldn't be served cold.
I just think, like, did he do it? Was he a man about town?
Yeah, man about town.
Wake up in the morning, drink your old cum from a condom.
Yeah.
Put it in your coffee.
No. Well, it's just like, it's more, because like cum is, I wouldn't say traditionally, but it is ingested.
Yes, that's true. People
but
do
like,
it.
But like not at that much quantities and over a space of a week, maybe two.
Out of a condom too?
Also out of an esky. Eskies, great. They keep things cold, but they're not like a fucking refrigerator.
Do you think he would like the night before take out one of the condoms, leave it to defrost in the fridge?
Well, it's an
well
esky.
No, because they're
freezing
it.
Oh, this is just keeping it cold. Yeah.
And again, if you have like what an ice pack in there at the start of the week, by the end
it's
of the week,
it's
not going to last. So it's going to be lukewarm to tepid.
So really, you
and mixed with
latex,
lube, juices.
Also, again, it's all the people that went to a brothel.
Yeah.
And like, you don't know the health of those people.
No, that's...
Oh, no, I drank cold cum and it made me sick. I wonder what caused it.
I just think, like, how do you get to that point where you're like, I like drinking...
This is what I want.
It's like an interesting variation of being cucked, I guess. There's got to be some element of that in there. But then you're like, I don't want to be there for it.
Yeah.
I just want to drink the cum. I want to be so removed from the actual act of fucking.
Yeah.
I think that's fabulous.
I mean, power to him. I guess it's probably an evolution of, like, the type of people that are like, I tasted my own cum and then I started eating my own cum.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because cum is awesome. You know, there's nothing wrong with cum.
No.
But like, it's just like an abstraction from the.
I guess it's like also like, oh, it's very, you know, taboo. I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be drinking every man's cum.
Yeah.
It's also maybe, again, it's that kind of thing. Maybe it's like a bit of a repressed thing as well. If you're like a very like straight laced.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I can't let it, you know, again, the kind of repressed, like, you know, I can't, you know, show affection towards other, you know, men.
Yeah.
I love the idea of sucking a lot of, like, a lot.
lot of dick and getting calmed down.
I have been, you know, in a Western society, like, shut down. You can't put a dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
And to be just like, no, I guess this is what I like to do.
Kind of like...
More power.
You know how, like...
That's awesome.
It's kind of like... If, like, an orgy is a buffet.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, like, when you go to, like, a really...
a Bay Marie.
You know when you go to, like, a fancy restaurant, they might have, like, 9 or 10 courses, but they're all really small.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
I know what you mean.
It's not like a moose
boost.
Not a gastropub. I know what you mean.
Anyway, that thing. Anyway, yeah. I guess that's
your sampling of all the different sides.
Yeah. Sides. Gas station? Gastronomy?
Is that what you mean?
No, it's anyway, lots of little courses. Anyway, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's business manning an orgy.
It's very, a very interesting thing to think about. I wish him the best.
Yeah.
He knows what he's about.
Yeah, I hope he's still out there doing it. If I found out someone was drinking my cum out of a condom, how would that make me feel?
Still sick.
Yeah.
But that's what's to do with my own cum. That's just in general.
That's just drinking cum out of a condom.
There's something about, you know, okay, whatever. We have an intimate moment.
Yeah.
We're practicing safe sex. So
nice.
I'm wrapped up. I come. He's like, that was great. Grabs the condom and then just squeezes
like
like a fucking Go-Good or a Zupa Dupa. I'm like, maybe in the heat of the moment, I'm like, maybe that's hot and sexy and start making out. I don't know. But this is, I'm like,
it's just like this is so removed. Yeah.
Plus, I can't stop thinking about like
the texture.
7 days ago.
Yeah. It's old cum. That's old ass cum.
An orgasm of time gone by.
Yeah.
Like, that's gotta be right.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I would honestly have thought that like Condom City. Cum singing a condom for that long would.
Go bad.
You get real gelatinous bad. Or something?
I'm just like, I don't know. Hey, it's your story, bro.
You did this.
No. Yeah. Warning for me.
Yeah.
God
damn.
Do you think, if you know, we were saying before, 1 in 3 people eat human shit.
Yeah. That's a true statistic.
That's a real statistic backed up by real science. If you found out one of us had been sucking down, like, you know, 7 condoms. I mean, I don't know how many condoms it would have been.
It would have been probably a lot.
Say 30 condoms a week.
Yeah.
Full of cum or eating human shit. Which would you prefer to discover about it?
The cum.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Human shit.
Scale.
Yeah.
Line in the sand. You know.
I think it's just because of the way our brains are wired, where because we don't have a shit fetish.
Yeah.
Eating human shit is just a confusing and baffling thing to me. Where
I can take the logical jumps to get to out of 30 condoms.
Yeah.
I would be more concerned. Yeah, I think with like, so the sucking 30, like 30 used condoms over, I'd be like, dude, why are you doing this in the most unhygienic way possible?
It's me.
Gets me off and it's awesome.
I'm like, can't we if you're gonna do this, can we meet, like, at least give them a mini fridge?
Well, that's nice of you to help me out to figure out a more efficient way to
do it. No, because there'll be other elements to it, why it would be an esky and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's clearly like
frozen.
And it's like an under the table deal where if it's a mini fridge, then that removes like the secrecy of it. It doesn't feel as.
Could you handle me vomiting in front of you while you tell me this?
I think I would feel really bad that I made a friend throw up. Yeah.
Would our friend?
But that would probably make the fetish stronger.
Oh, that's true. It would make me feel more guilty, which would maybe be awesome.
Yeah.
Like vomiting, looking up, he's fucking pitching it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I gotta go home.
I've been a bad boy. I've been a naughty boy.
Yeah, I gotta go and fetch my ass.
Yeah.
Time to go get naughty with these 30 condoms.
Whoa. I would
30 is also probably.
Probably an underestimate, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a bad week at the brothel if it's only 30 condoms.
I'm starting to get a sense of how economically the brothel is doing by how many Johnnies I get. You guys all right?
Only 10? Well, do I need to pay you more?
I think, you know, as long as if I found out you guys were eating human shit and sucking the cum out of 30 condoms, as long as you were being safe about it, I would be.
I mean, this guy wasn't being safe.
No. But if you would, you know, no judgment, you know, live your life. God bless.
Yeah, because there's a story I remember reading about people who'd love to eat human shit.
Yeah.
And it was like they would have like basically a shit party where they'd make it like, you know, like bake it basically and make sort of like a human brownie type thing. I think it was like to do with like the doctor treating that to be just like, you know, well, I'm giving them, because, you know, all kinds of manners of badness when it comes to, you know, eating excrement.
Yeah, of course.
And so it's like, well, you know, prescribing these people medication.
So that they can counteract them.
And it's like, well, why are you doing that and not, you know, just stopping the whole thing from happening? And I think the doctor was very much like, well, I can't.
They're going to do it.
Like, I can't stop them. So yeah, why even try?
You might as well just make sure that they do it safely.
Yeah. Which is a horrible thing, but also at the same time,
something noble about it.
Something noble.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about the kind of person who's a big fan of Plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got a partner, say, and their partner's never listened to an episode. And they're like, hey.
You like Lady of the Trip.
It's a very funny topic. Like, how could you respond? You know, they're eating this spaghetti, two dogs. It's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
That's really silly. Yeah, like, that's funny.
We're like 35 minutes in. We haven't really discussed
this. No, and you're listening through, and you're like, oh, there's a trigger warning. Well, this people won't be, it can't be that bad.
That bad.
You turn to your partner, you say, oh, sometimes they get a little blue, sometimes a little gross, and now
here
you're
we
getting
are.
Divorced.
Yeah.
If you it's need like a divorce witness.
JD thought the owners of Lady were doing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The episode.
You know, so like when you get married, you have to have a witness.
Yeah.
Plumbing the Death Star offers to be a divorce witness.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right.
Well, okay, so anyway, like Lady and the Tramp eating the spaghetti is actually a different scene. It's not just the two dogs.
Yeah.
So actually it's two dogs and then two guys,
yeah,
dressed like they're like chefs,
yeah,
playing an accordion and like a little violin,
well,
dancing around the dogs, singing a song. Uh-huh.
So, I think I walk past that, I see that, my brain's like, huh, okay,
it doesn't, I don't,
I sure hope a war's coming to fix this.
So, several things. So, if we, for example, if we were, say, the owners of that restaurant,
yes,
because we know this dog is a dog about town,
yeah, yeah,
and this dog usually only comes by him's lonesome, and we give him a bone. And then suddenly we see he brings a friend.
Yeah.
And we can clearly tell it's a lady friend.
Absolutely.
So if there's like I can make that leap to be like, this dog is on a date.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the guy where he speaks to me.
We're making this special.
So I would be on that side of the fence being like, we're making this special for this dog. And then the other person being like, it's a dog.
They're
like, no, I'm like, yeah,
cook the fucking spaghetti, brother.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm cooking the spaghetti.
I'm on the other side of that. I'm like, oh, two dogs. And then someone's like, they're on a date. I'm like, they don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
They're following a smell to our restaurant.
Do you? Well, you know, I was going to make fun of you with the idea of being, oh, these two dogs are on a date. But you just reminded me of when I was young.
Yeah.
When one day, I was up with my brother. We were watching movies. It would have been like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Suddenly, there's a scratching at the door. We open the door. Dog we've never seen before in our life.
Yeah.
Stranger dog. It's a golden retriever.
Yeah.
And then we knew the dogs in the area.
Yeah.
We're like, who's this dog? The dog just looks in, looks behind us. Our dog Follow comes up.
Yeah.
Joins that dog. They leave for an hour. Just Follow comes back. We never saw that dog again.
Went on a date.
And I think he went on a little date.
Went on a date.
I think that was a hookup. It was a little hookup.
Here's what I think happened.
Yeah.
A
dog you've never seen before came to your front door.
Yeah.
That is true. I think that part.
Thank you for believing me.
Well, here's what things. You,
thank you for believing me about a thing that happened in my life.
Yeah.
Now, I think, and you have traditionally shown signs of this.
Okay.
You and your brother, it's late.
Yeah.
You're tired.
Yeah.
You're excited by this mysterious dog because obviously you've never seen this dog
before.
It's
very exciting, yeah.
Follow your other dog, your actual dog, the one you're familiar with, goes outside. Then you get really excited about the fact that Follow's gone on a date.
Yeah.
You don't actually go outside, so you don't know where they've gone.
No, I don't know where they left.
Yeah, they went on a date.
So it was like I'm 3 assuming.
AM. Where are they going? Mm. Nothing's open.
I'm assuming what happened was Follow saw another dog.
Yeah.
Both dogs, pretty timid. Went outside, stood around for a bit. The other dog walked off.
They left together. You could tell. They were like walking side by side. There was recognition on their faces.
They knew
each other.
This is coming from a man that got really angry that his dog wasn't satisfied with a birthday steak.
Yeah.
Didn't say thank you.
Yeah, didn't.
Well, didn't write a card.
Ate it too quickly.
He just wasn't appreciative.
Yeah.
So yeah, moment. I think that you just get excited about dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fair assessment. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you also get excited about dogs. Yeah. You're the man that's been like, they're on a date!
They are on a date!
I'm the man working at the restaurant being like, I
need to get spaghetti, and you're there being like, well, it's coming.
I'm glad it's 1909 and I can smoke in the kitchen.
So yeah, I think
probably getting paid like a thruppence or whatever. Oh, it's America.
A dime. Yeah, a quarter.
I'm getting paid a quarter, a dime on every quarter. Yeah. We paid dimes.
So
pennies.
I think pennies
on the quarter.
I think if I'm working there, I clearly have not a lot going on.
Sure.
And maybe I'm like, whatever, I need this.
Yeah. Okay. So the dog's lives is really what's keeping you going. Their date is what's keeping you going through the day.
The guy's like, they're speaking to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're making this a beautiful night for these two dogs. Clearly something's going on.
Yeah. He's emotionally fragile.
He's emotionally fragile. And if I'm that person, the emotional fragile state, or if I am the friend of the person, I'm like, well, we're doing this for them.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's like dressing up, a cat or a dog in like a cute little outfit and whatever that is. And it's like, you're not doing this for the cat or the dog. You're doing this for you. Look, I'm here to support you. And so all right, we'll make some spaghetti.
Yeah.
We'll play some music. We'll have that. And if we're there, I'm playing the accordion, having a good time. And then they're eating spaghetti. But then if they kiss, I'm going to be like,
something I keep thinking about as well is that when they kiss, it's because they're sucking up spaghetti. They're doing Can a dog do that?
No.
I don't think a dog's got a mouth to slurp spaghetti.
No. Dogs can't whistle.
No, yeah.
And that is something you need to be able to slurp up spaghetti.
So I think seeing the dog slurp spaghetti, I will be like, I don't know if this is a dog. What have I found? Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, I think that the dogs just ate the spaghetti. Like, you know my stance on this. So I was just looking up 1909 New York vibes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just to see what the vibe in America, what was going on.
Yeah. I don't know if it is New York, but yes.
Well, it's in America.
Yeah, sure.
So I looked up, 1909 in the United States.
Okay, yeah, fantastic.
Just trying to see if there's anything that could be like, is it a good year or a bad year? Because if it's a really good year, they might just be stoked all the time.
You see a dog eat spaghetti, it's the best day of your life.
Because every day is the best day of your life.
Oh, yeah.
But also, if it was a bad year, I'd be like, they're just clinging on to something. Like, if this is set in the 30s.
Like, yeah, you're like, it's a great depression.
We need something to detain us.
But then I'd also be like, don't fucking give
don't
them spaghetti.
Don't waste spaghetti on some dogs.
Yeah. Well, we're giving the, we're making awful spaghetti.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
Giving
it's
them
not
the
good spaghetti.
No, we could eat that.
Yeah. You don't want to waste any food on them. The dog gets the scraps no matter what.
But no, we get the scraps.
Yeah. The dog starves.
Yeah. So what was happening?
Have you found anything?
It was the last year of the Black Patch Tobacco Wars.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But it sounds awesome.
Well, I don't think there's anything specifically.
Turn of the century.
Look, there's probably stuff going on.
The troops returned from Cuba after being there since the Spanish-American War, which ended in like 1898 or something. So they've been hanging out there for a while.
Well, I guess the broader question, though, right? Because we use the spaghetti as a sort of like a...
It's Abraham Lincoln's 100th birthday.
Happy Abe Lincoln. As a sort of like macro, you know, or microcosm of the... Yeah. But the real question is, the dogs and Lady and the Tramp... are people.
Yes.
They are quietly people,
and
they do human things.
Yeah.
Now, you witness those human things, or if you realize you had that awakening, all my dogs behave
because
a sapient effect.
Because even if we're just walking by with the guys who are making them spaghetti, we're like, haha, they're on a date, but then it'd dawn on me to be like, well, hang on a second. This dog about town, he came to this restaurant because he knows that we give like a bone here. And this dog is kind of being altruistic by being like, well, I've made a friend.
Yeah.
And then if I have like, you know, at least I can make a connection there to be like, well, this dog knows that he might get a bone.
Yeah.
But he also, his new friend might get a bone.
Yeah.
And it looks like these two dogs are kind of like. On a date.
Well, I mean, and also, so with the spaghetti scene, very specifically, after they kiss, or maybe just before, Tramp, with his nose, rolls a meatball for Lady to eat.
So then I would assume that, like, this is, like, a behavior of a dog that I have never seen before. I'm like, is the female dog, is she pregnant with puppies? Like, is this a protecty thing where, so, like the male of the species is now being like, no, you need to eat and get healthy.
They do have puppies at some point, but I don't know when they burn down.
But then it's kind of like, I'm looking at, like, you know, Lady, and it's like, there's no telltale sign.
Yeah.
But then again, it depends how much I know about dogs.
For sure.
I don't know what a telltale sign of a dog is. I don't know if you show me a pregnant dog if I could tell.
Bit fickle.
Dog's fat. Okay.
Dog's looking thick, isn't it? So I'd be like, I guess like that's a like a pregnant dog looking after it kind of stuff. But like, it's weird how tender this dog is.
There's a lot of intimacy on this dog date.
That isn't facilitated
by the two Italian guys. Right. There's just a genuine level of intimacy and care these dogs have for one another.
Well, I guess like if you're walking past the alley where it's happening and you just like kind of don't break your stride, you probably think the two owners, the two men in there.
You'd be like, that's funny. They're having fun with some dogs.
They're like, that's their dogs. Yeah. And they're either hanging out with their dogs or they're trying to get their dogs to fuck.
Yeah. They're filming, like, you know, they're doing a
filming.
They're doing a thing filmed for, like, you know, a TikTok thing well and truly before that became a thing. Again, there's not much else going on. We don't have TV yet. They're making a little play.
Yeah.
Here's another human behavior the dogs engage in. So the dog's in the pound, and I assume this is Disney being like,
they fear death.
Well, they definitely do. But also, the dogs, there's three dogs, maybe four dogs that sing.
Yeah.
They like, woo, 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 woo. And whilst that happens, a sausage dog is basically digging a tunnel out.
Mm-hmm.
And when they stop singing, like the sausage dog, it's clearly that's designed to cover this up.
Yeah.
If you notice that behavior in the dogs, is that going to make you be like, maybe these dogs are...
I'm thinking just that dogs are a lot smarter than we...
Yeah, we give them credit for.
But, like, dogs are already pretty smart.
Yes,
but,
that's true.
But the thing with smart animals is they're still very dumb.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm seeing this, I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's special dogs.
Those dogs, don't put them down. We're going to sell these to a circus.
Because it's like... Yeah, because it's like, okay, yeah, the dogs are quite intelligent. They can be trained. They can do tricks, et cetera, et cetera. We know that about dogs.
Yeah.
But these dogs are doing something to, like, you know, that an extra level. Like,
yeah.
It's that kind of thing when
it's
you're, like,
theory
you know,
of mind happening here.
Like, you're witnessing a crow use a tool, and you're like, hang on.
Like, wait,
this,
wait a
this crow
second.
Knows something.
Where'd that crow get that gun?
Yeah. What the fuck?
What does it want?
it's pointing it at me.
Yeah. And I guess if it's, like, digging out, it knows not to be here. It knows that this is, like, oh, hang on, it's got to be put down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it just, there is that level of, like...
There's something else going on with these dogs.
Yeah.
And then, Tramp... The dogs know it, which is weird.
Yeah.
They know that humans can't understand them, but that they are as clever as humans.
And they can they understand people?
Yes.
Yeah.
They can understand
so
people.
So dogs in Lady and the Tramp are smarter than people.
Well, they just know language.
They understand what a human being says.
Yeah.
But they're also kind of dumb. So Lady thinks that her owner's names are John Darling and Sweetheart, because that's what they call each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, John Darling, could you get this? Oh, Sweetheart, could you get this? Well, presumably they have real names. But
Lady's I reckon John and...
Sweet.
yeah.
Last name is Hart. It's John Hart and Sweetheart.
John Hart, Sweetheart, ladies' owners. And there appears to be some sliding scale of understanding where a gorilla is not animal enough to understand a dog. It's two guys.
Gorilla's two guys.
But a beaver is human enough.
Beaver, or is dog enough that the dogs can talk to it.
So gorilla, two guy, beaver, dog enough.
Dog enough.
Yeah.
Crocodile.
Somewhere in between and talks without moving its mouth.
Wants to eat the dogs.
He's a monster. He's like, who knows what's going on with
the crocodile.
Wants to eat the dogs.
That's the whole point why its mouth is open. It's like, come here.
Well, Lady and the Tramp, dumb.
Figure it out. They run away.
That's true.
I think it sounds like you're a bit dumb.
No, because they go, Tramp talks as though he's been to the zoo a bunch of times.
Yeah, because he's trying to impress Lady.
For him to not realize that the alligator will try and eat them.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Maybe he's never
realized. He knows this alligator. He calls him Al. He knows him.
Yeah, but he's trying to eat him. But then you didn't realize the alligator was trying to eat him.
No, I did. I thought it was dumb that they would even go to the alligator in the first place.
Okay. Well, they're just like, they know enough to be like, it's a sharp implement.
Yeah.
We need that. Alligator has teeth.
Yeah.
So we could do that. Hey, Al. And Al's like, well, you know.
Hey, he's lying.
Yeah, we're friends, but I will eat.
I am hungry. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like not a good friend.
One of those traditional bad friends.
Yes. So there is some sliding scale of understanding, and that makes it weird on a strange ending to the movie that they all end up as pets.
Yeah,
because they're like people.
Well, this is where the start where you're like, do dogs like being outside or inside? Yeah. Well, clearly they like being inside because they're not wet and living in a barrel.
Yeah.
Sure, you give up.
Tramp loved living in a barrel.
I know, he loved living in a barrel.
I think you're projecting.
He's really happy about it.
Yeah, but he doesn't know how good it could be. Okay. So sure, he's like, what am I going to eat today? Yeah. Am I going to eat this? But like, sure, he's looking at it and giving it the best possible solution here. Because he's acting like he could get meals from every one of those things. Yeah. So I haven't been down to,
but maybe only Tony's is the
Tony's
then they just
the
give
one.
Him a bone.
Or it's the kind of thing where it's just like, I do have it good. But then really, he doesn't.
Got it bad.
So he's got the freedom, in a sense, to choose where he could go. But
I guess he's always under threat of being put down.
He's always under threat of being put down. He's always under threat of them not having enough food.
Yeah.
Whereas sure, Lady doesn't have enough freedoms, but she has the security being looked after.
That's
so
the
this
price
is
you
why
pay.
I am pro the NSA spying on citizens.
Now, would you prefer to live under the thumb but live safe or live in the streets but be shot with a gun?
Neither sounds so good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you got a pay.
Would you rather be a dog on the street or a dog in a house?
Dog in a house.
I don't know. I think it's more complicated.
Dog in a house.
Dog in a
live
house.
Live longer.
I live longer.
If I get something wrong with me, if I,
that's true.
Whatever it might be.
You got a bad case of worms.
Bad case of worms.
You got worms so bad that you're like one of those dogs with the worms literally sticking out of its arsehole.
Yeah. Like, you got worms so bad the worm wants out.
Yeah.
You got worms so bad it's overcrowded. There's so many worms in there. Or even something as simple as little eczema on my paws.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm on the street, I am now mostly worm.
Yeah.
I am worm covered in eczema.
Yeah.
Whereas if I am at least, with owners who do love me.
Afford it
and spend money because again there are trash owners out there. There are people who have animals that they should not have animals.
Like that guy that had the monkey.
He should not have had that monkey.
So ideally, if I'm living in a house with someone who can look after me, there's chance that they're going to take me to the vet and they might be like, "Yes, we're going to get the worms out for you." But also that problem of these too many worms.
put the dog down. You're like, their pound's not going to kill me. Dog can live with owners. Yeah. Fuck.
I got too many worms.
So is it better to be full of worms?
Is it better to be killed by the state or the people you love?
Yeah.
That's today's real problem.
Yeah, those worms do love me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it better to be killed by your loved ones, to be put to death by your loved ones, or put to death by the state?
I think getting put to death by your loved ones because they're suffering too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you're put to death by the state, you're just part of the machine.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You know,
put to death by your loved ones, you're making an impact.
Yeah, exactly. They're remembering you.
I have, you know, like using The Simpsons, Santa's little helper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a problem that's going to, you know, cause a lot of financial strain on the family or a problem for the state.
Yeah. I suppose that Trev's choice was a smart one.
I'd go with, you know, going to, like, you know, ladies' family who seem like they are well off, who seem like, you know, they can't afford.
They can cure my worms.
Yeah, he gave up his freedom for security.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing to do.
Sure. So
sometimes, you know, sure. Like, if you're say, I don't know, when you're younger, either personally, or let's just say a nation. But if you're, you know, if you're a young, you know, sort of thing growing up, you value your freedom.
Of course.
You value your I want to be able to do so many different things. I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to put myself in harm's way. I want to be able to eat a lot of worms without, you know, dealing with the consequences straight away.
Yeah. It's interesting that Zaman's dog got worms because he ate worms.
Yeah.
I think that's how it typically works.
Well,
but
you're like eating around in the dirt.
Eat some bad fish.
Yeah.
Eat some bad fish. That's how we get worms.
That's how we get worms. But I think a dog or whatever can, like, they root around and, like.
How do bears? I know bears get really bad worms. You ever seen those videos of the bears where the worms trailing worms so far behind it that it's like eight bears back?
Yeah. The bear's asshole?
Yeah.
I thought it was like just like in like dirt and that kind of stuff like that. Just,
I don't
like,
know.
Whatever, man.
Is this the bear doesn't just turn around and pull it out?
Well, it doesn't know.
Its hand.
I don't think a bear's hand can do that.
A bear's hand can't reach its own asshole.
I don't know.
I don't think it would be, I think, with its head it could. It eats the worm. Dude, imagine watching a bear do that. You'd be like, you dumb motherfucker! You're putting the worm back where it came from!
God damn it, worm!
You've reloaded the worm! I hate you, bear!
Bear!
You're so stupid!
And the bear, like, whoa? And you're like, oh fuck, back in the car, it hurt me! Run, run, run! Just slamming your keys into the lock.
So, as you know, a young pup, it might be like, well, I value my freedom, I can do whatever I want to do. So I'm going to eat a bone at Tony's, whatever. But then it's just kind of like, well, you know, as you get older, he's like, well, maybe I kind of value security.
Yeah.
Maybe I value that, like, I'm a bit of an older dog now.
And well, I think for Tramp, he just falls in love with Lady, and he's like, this is the price of loving you.
I understand that as well.
The price of loving you is I got to live in this house.
And also, that, again, when you're a young person, you're kind of like, well, I have the freedom to, you know, go out and do whatever I want to do. I want to play Nintendo to 3 a.m. in the morning.
It's an awesome thing to do.
Exactly.
Great console.
And then maybe when you get older, you have other responsibilities.
Maybe you
have to be like, well, I have to sacrifice that.
You got
to
settle down.
Sacrifice those, you know, those freedoms of playing Nintendo to 3 in the morning to, like, live in a shelter.
I don't know. I think that the all of the Tramp's friends who were put down will haunt him.
Yeah.
Because the Tramp saves...
Why have you done this?
Because in the beginning of the movie, he saves them from the dog cart.
Does Tramp know what happened?
Well, because I think...
Because now Tramp is out of sight, out of mind. Now Tramp is out living in a big mansion.
I think he was dating one of them at one point. Surely he was friends with these people.
But
now he's not going out anymore, right?
He's not allowed.
Sort of contained to the...
I think...
So really, how could he find out that information? Unless a bird...
Well, I would hope my friends would come and visit me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I think if they didn't for long enough, I'd be like, oh, I bet they got put down.
I think if I found out that one of my exes had been given the electric chair, even if it was one I'm just never in contact with, that would fuck me up.
Yeah. But how would you know, though? Because you're so confined... no one's telling
dogs
you.
Dogs don't have Facebook.
Well, the thing actually about the dogs
I
and
guess
lady
when people get given the electric chair, they often don't post. Although I don't know anyone that's going to give them the electric chair.
That's true.
Maybe they post on Facebook just beforehand.
About to take the chair, about to sit down.
Hey, guys, I'm out. Peace.
Peace. Yeah. Electrics.
To all the haters, fuck you.
Lightning emoji.
Yeah.
Well, the dogs, lady, and the tramp actually do leave the house sometimes to go visit each other.
Oh, they go for walks?
They go for the walks.
Yeah, so I guess you could, you know, talk to the new dog on the town.
Yeah.
So maybe there is still freedom and the lady and the tramp live happily ever after. And spaghetti was good.
Maybe.
Yeah. I reckon that aunt comes back and gets both dogs put down.
Well, yeah, she really hated the dogs.
Yeah.
And her racist cats.
Hate
supreme.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess if I saw two dogs making out, I think it would really fuck with my worldview and maybe really be like, well, what? what do we know about dogs?
Yeah.
How much that is wrong.
I think if I saw two dogs making out, I would just laugh and laugh.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, like, I'm the most, like, so we've got, like, a whole spectrum here because Zamet changes his life. Jackson, you're full of joy.
This is amazing.
I don't even register it, really. I'm just like, no.
I didn't know dogs could do that.
I'm like, the dogs aren't doing what I think they're doing. They're dogs. Yeah. They're just eating.
Yeah, I think it just come down to the whole, like, oh, I guess what I have led to believe about, you know, what people have told me is wrong, and that dogs can make out with each other, and that's, kind of fine. Well, maybe it wouldn't change my whole worldview.
Dogs can kiss. Yeah, my day is still the same.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. You carry on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty fun to watch.
Can dogs kiss already, maybe?
No.
At least lick each other.
They sniff each other's assholes.
That's maybe what I'm thinking
of. They groom each other.
Yeah.
Do they? Dogs don't usually groom each other. No. You're thinking of cats.
I am thinking of cats.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess if I saw two dogs kissing, I might just be like, oh, cats, dogs just kiss.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not.
I guess I never noticed that before in dogs. Anyway, off to go buy this pie or whatever I'm doing.
But then
as a dog, a previous dog owner, then I'd be like, did my dogs hate each other?
They never kissed.
They never
Maybe
kissed.
They just weren't dating.
Oh, wait, I never owned two dogs. Anyway, back to buy this pie.
Well, I have owned two dogs. And he's like, oh.
They never kissed.
Yeah. Or going, maybe like, you know, you go to a dog park and you see a bunch of dogs interacting. Like, you're like, hey,
any of these dogs,
of
them, oh, no, boyfriend, girlfriend?
My dog was a loser. No one wanted to kiss my dog.
Hey, does your dog want to kiss my dog?
No, dude, your dog's an incel.
Okay, all right. Okay. I didn't
all
come
the other
to the
dogs
dog park
talking
to get his
heap shit about your dog. Haven't you heard?
Fuck,
dude. Oh,
dude,
I thought you knew. It's very embarrassing. Your dog stinks.
What?
It's
what?
Been going on Dog 4chan.
How do you know so much about my dog?
My dog's been telling me. Your dog not talking to you? That's a red flag.
Yeah.
How much does your dog talk to
Heaps.
You?
Heaps. We're on the phone chatting.
Where's your dog?
Oh, in the backyard.
He's got his own phone.
Yeah. I love my dog.
I bought him his own plan.
Where does he keep the phone?
It's a dog phone. It's on his collar.
Oh, okay.
You really, no wonder why your dog's all fucked up.
What
animal
do you
abuse.
Mean it's on his collar?
I just didn't think that, where did you buy it?
Those pet store.
I've never seen the electronics section in a pet store. And then looking down at your dog's just looking up at you, and you're like, are you pissed off with me, dude? You don't have a dog phone? Are you giving me the silent treatment at all
times? Do you think
times?
You could text other dogs and maybe meet up for a hookup if you had a dog phone? Have I stopped this?
Have I fucked up my dog's life?
Have I made my dog like this?
Yeah, I guess,
fuck, dude.
Yeah, if you found out that dogs can date and you're keeping your dog behind the locked door so they can't go out on dates, are you feeling a little bit guilty?
Well, I'm thinking it's been out of the game so long. It's you know.
Also, did you neuter or spay your dog today? Then you're like,
oh, buddy.
Maybe that's good, though, for the dating scene, especially for an older dog.
Yeah. I don't want pups.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to have fun.
You had the snip of your nuts. Snip.
Yeah.
Of your nuts, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
a lot to, like, you know.
There's
a lot
to mull over. A lot to think about.
I guess, it comes down to, like, a personal decision about how you would treat your dog if you owned a dog. But if you didn't own a dog, I'd be like, well, time to go pat my cat.
Yeah. My dogs are alive, but cats aren't.
Yeah. Oh, now I got me thinking about cats being alive.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Your cats are having little full lives when you're not around.
Should I take them outside? Because I love to be outside.
Yeah.
No.
In a little box.
Cats shouldn't be outside.
I agree.
They're bad for the environment.
Yeah, they'll eat the native birds.
They'll fuck everything up.
Plus, you know, the life expectancy of an indoor cat versus an outdoor cat, it's insane.
Well, that's because cats because there's a natural predator of a cat that only exists outside.
Car.
Because cats are dumb. Then they get skittish and they hear a loud noise coming down the road. What if I run
I'm
in front of it?
That, It's also the natural predator of the dog, I guess.
Yeah.
And the guy.
And some humans.
And
deer. Kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
It's sort of an apex predator of the animal kingdom,
when you
the car.
Think about it.
It's actually at the top of the food chain.
Well, no, the top of the food chain would be a train, because that could kill a car.
Oh, trains
under the right circumstances.
Trains will absolutely destroy a car.
Yeah, that's so true. That, nothing kills a train.
But it's like, would a boat be a car of the sea?
Well,
no, I think a boat is one step down from a car.
Or would a submarine
Train
of the car? A submarine is a train of the sea. Because a submarine can destroy a boat.
Yeah, but a boat
There's lots
destroy.
Of different kinds of boats where I think that falls apart.
Yeah.
There's no boat that is a car.
Well, a submarine could take out a cruise liner. But I think a submarine, yes. There is no boat a submarine couldn't take out.
But there's no car equivalent of the submarine. I don't think it's a one-to-one.
Yeah. Planes are the trains of the sky, though. That we can agree on.
Oh, of course. If you had some kind of awesome system where you had a lot of planes connected to each other, that would be the trains of the sky.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's no train of the sea.
I would say when there is what film was this in where the president
Air Force One.
Where the president climbs from a rope.
Is this
from
the one
plane
where Steven Seagal gets sucked off into the air?
This is the one where the woman Harrison Ford is the president?
Whatever the one is where they have to refuel the plane in midair, and so they connect the plane by a fuel line.
Yeah.
And in a sense, the two planes are connected.
I think that's Air Force One.
So yeah.
If that is the case, then I would say that could be a train.
Yes. Plane. I think that's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The president's aircraft is a train.
Well.
Yep.
This episode's gone to a lot of different places.
Yeah, and all of them good. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Plumbing the Death Star, Lady and the Tramp, Big Tick, done.
Yeah. Found out about the beaver asshole. So yeah. They do taste like vanilla and raspberry.
So if you full-on rimmed a beaver.
Yeah, you can squeeze it out, basically. But you can get them out off dead beavers. But yeah, as I suspected, the equivalent, like the economic cost, it's harder to get it from beaver than is to say growing vanilla.
Well, that's very strange.
It makes sense, though, right?
Yeah. Because you get a lot
eat
of...
Eat a vanilla bean.
You can grow vanilla bean.
Yeah.
You can't grow a bean.
You can farm beavers for their assholes.
Yeah, and then you can rim every single one of them.
I mean, you ring them out, I'm guessing, like a sponge.
Probably a beaver asshole just tastes like beaver shit.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.